producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, the water in Flint, Michigan is bad, and everybody's pointing fingers at the governor. In the meantime, Sarah Palin throws in her two cents in a big way and her hat in the ring for Donald Trump. Kate Delaney here on ATN, and I think that's really a huge story, my friends. Because you have to ask yourself, what's in an endorsement? Why bother? Why come out and endorse? Sarah Palin has the ear of a lot of people. A lot of people like Sarah Palin, feel like she was bullied when she was the vice presidential nominee with John McCain trying to march toward the White House. She came out in the beginning as the hockey mom and talked about her life, and then suddenly it got ugly, because that's what happens in politics anyway. But Sarah Palin absolutely drew the attention and in some cases the adoration of a lot of people in the Republican Party. You know, just like anything, because we have to label stuff, there are a lot of different kinds of Republicans, just as there are a lot of different kinds of Democrats, we'll say. She absolutely resonates with some of the people in Iowa. Will it make a difference? Does it make a dent at all for Donald Trump, who in the polls is ahead of Senator Ted Cruz, the closest behind him, but in Iowa especially, he's a lot closer than anybody else. So she did a little Trump dance in front of thousands of fans, and she handed Trump his most high-profile endorsement so far, just 2 weeks from the Iowa caucuses. And she did a 20-minute speech filled with her own spin. You know, they call them Palinisms. It's like yogiisms. They call them Palinisms. You know what they say, though? Imitation is the best form of flattery. Something like that, anyway. So she did a few you betchas and a hallelujah and a pussyfooting around. Not pussyfooting around. She said that. The bottom line is, in the end, she said, he's a self-made man who would bring the country back from President Barack Obama's disastrous tenure. For what it's worth, thousands of fans were there screaming his name, screaming her name. And it's not a total surprise, I would say. They've had exchanges before, know each other. It's not a surprise that she would come out, I don't think. And Trump said over the summer he would love to have Palin serve as a cabinet member in his administration. He said, she's really somebody who knows what's happening, and she's a special person. She's really a special person. I think people know that. Before that, there was a lot of speculation, by the way, that Palin might endorse Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas. She's also spoken highly of him and endorsed him in his 2012 Senate bid, but the ex-governor through her support the way of Donald Trump. So this is one of those moments in politics where we'll see if that endorsement makes it an easier path for Donald Trump. If you look at the numbers in the polls, and polls can mean one thing and mean another thing, but I think they show trends, he's ahead. I mean, he's ahead. Does he keep that ahead on the results? Well, that's the key thing. You got to get the results. If he starts hitting the primaries and he's wiping everyone out, wow. The Republican Party They have to decide what they're going to do. As many of you have called and said, he still could decide to jump to the independent category, which would really jam up the Republican Party. So if that happens, that's not a good thing for, it's not a good thing for the Democrats. I mean, not a good thing for the Republicans. But this is kind of, again, one of those we'll see moments. Interesting. Sarah Palin and the endorsement. Big deal or not? By the way, we also have some breaking news. 7 dead, 20 other people injured in this blast at the Pakistan's university. So, boy, this is becoming all too familiar, isn't it? Pakistani university under attack. And what happened, of course, this is in Islamabad. There was armed folks that came in and just started shooting, a hail of bullets, gunfire, explosions. Ongoing investigation, because all this is just happening so quickly. The Pakistani army soldiers went into the university, and faculty, staff, students, whatnot, people injured, evacuated from the campus. Really scary, huh? Prime Minister released a statement saying he was grieved over the sad incident of terror attacks at the Bachchan University and the loss of human life. Boy, I say it. Where are you where you're safe? I hear you're talking about Islamabad and Pakistani University, but still, certainly that's not what you're not, and even there, they're not expecting that on that campus. But we have seen attacks before. It's been a while since that kind of an attack. All right, so we have Sarah Palin, this terrible breaking news situation. And in the East Coast, they are bracing for a big snowstorm. Some of you are listening to us on the East Coast. Do you have your shovels? Are you ready? Do you have your mittens? Do you have your mind in the right place? Because if you have kids, it's probably a day off from school. Yeah, when it's Friday, it's good, though, because if it's Friday, sometimes it's easier to take off. And then the snow's into the weekend, and you can deal with that. Boy, snow removal now is so foreign to me. Living near the satellite facility in Dallas, Texas, and I spent a lot of time in the Midwest, a lot of time in the East, and I can't remember. It's been a while. I mean, we've had some snow, but it's been a while since I've really had to deal with a lot of snow. The kind where you have to dig out your sidewalk. Or I lived in Nebraska, and they have to dig you out because the snow is up to the roof. I thought it was the craziest thing ever, but pretty cool. I mean, pretty cool to see how the snow's wrapping around everything. And I think there's nothing like the quietness of falling snow. However, there's also nothing like traveling in it either. Oh, the yin and the yang of life. Coming up next, fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo.
Hi. Down on the street where the face is shining. Floating around.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Brought up on a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His sister had another one, she faded for a lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing that can take us? Said, Doctor, can't believe his belly ache. Said, Doctor, ain't there nothing that can take us? Said, Doctor, can't believe his belly ache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up.
Tired of that song. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing, America? I hope you're having some fun. You know, every once in a while, you gotta laugh, you gotta smile. Even if it's heartbreaking, what's getting on your nerves, what's happening around the country. Somebody who knows how to smile, no matter what's going on, would be Nathan Reeder. He joins us for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. Right, Nathan?
True.
True.
Bingo!
Bingo! That was a terrible bingo. Have you ever played bingo? Did you ever play, hang out at a bingo parlor and scream bingo out?
Oh, a parlor? Let's see. So, there are a few different bingos in my life stories. One was in fifth grade. We had bingo every Friday to do our spelling words or maybe math, and you got candy. Oh, man, that was awesome.
Candy!
Woo! and then I remember going to bingo at a casino on a reservation in Iowa. And I remember playing bingo at a local tavern here in St. Paul, and then there was a fun, my favorite kind of bingo is the state fair bingo, where you write down, you make your own card of things you would maybe see at the state fair, and then you play with your friends, and whoever can take pictures of the most of these things in the bingo, in the different bingo flavors, then you get to win it and win different prizes.
I like it. Bingo! That was cool. That was good storytelling.
Yep.
I never played bingo.
Never,
never,
ever?
Never. No,
so
ever
you,
in my life.
You've never heard the word dauber before?
No, I have
from,
no clue.
What was that show, Coach? Wasn't dauber?
Maybe, yeah, yeah. No, no, I know nothing about bingo other than my grandmother who did everything. She played bingo, and I remember I thought it was cool. She had this, like, bucket of chips with different colors, I think, so she didn't have to always press those markers in.
Yeah.
And she played bingo. Like, she went to the church and played bingo, but I don't... But that's it. I don't. I've never played it. I've never seen it played. I have no attachment whatsoever to bingo.
Oh, it's fun when you have like six cards going at the same time.
Cool. I want to play now. Okay, I'm going to find a bingo game. So, this segment, there is a bingo, but it's not necessarily the bingo that we're talking about. What do you think of this? Let me tell you. The people in Los Angeles might be regretting this, but L.A. now is saying we are going to build the world's most expensive stadium. Do you think it is a bingo shredded, or what do you think it is? Fruits and nuts?
That is just, to me, I mean, the humongous sports fan that I am, I know my opinion means a lot, but it just... As if I wasn't already like, why are you spending more money on sports? But it's just overkill. I've heard y'all talk about it. I've heard a whole bunch of people talk about it. The traffic is already going to be so bad. There's already a big following for Raiders. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Here's what I don't get. It's an 80,000-seat stadium. I mean, it looks gorgeous. NFL Disney World. It's supposed to be the world's most expensive sports arena. 300 acres in Inglewood, a few miles from downtown L.A. So it's the new home of the Rams. The Raiders are going to wait and see if they decide they're going to jump in or not. But it could exceed the capacity of 100,000 for special events, and that's what they see it as. But you just said it. The traffic in L.A. is brutal, and I lived in California. And let me tell you, the people in California are come see, come saw. So if they don't feel like driving, they're not going to drive there. And especially, it would have to be some incredible team if you're trying to draw the people there for the team.
Yeah, it sounds just like way too much of a squeeze.
Yeah, it's too much of a squeeze.
Like, we need something different. Oh, maybe you shouldn't spend so much
money
on something that's different, you know?
Yes, I agree. All right, there's a funny story, and maybe it's not funny. Funny to some, but there's the... this is out of San Jose, California. I was reading a story about Spock the Cat, a 27-pound, foot-long... Maine Coon is the name of the cat.
I love Maine Coons.
And it's making a lot of waves on the internet, the story, because people in the neighbors thought the cat was a bobcat. Somebody almost shot the cat. A California cat owner says the cat's mistaken for the bobcat. So that's in California, someone's shooting the cat. But they,
Have you seen a Maine Coon before?
I've seen pictures, but never in person. Are they really cool?
Yeah, and they do, they totally look like not a cat. You know, there's a part of your brain that goes, oh, that's a cat, and then you look directly at it, and it looks like a giant, you know? But it's still tiny. It's a lot tinier than a bobcat.
Yeah, that's what I would think. It would have to be tinier. To me. But I just saw the picture of the face, and I thought, oh, that... That'd be scary if that was your cat, though, and, you know, and all of a sudden, everybody's got eyes on the cat. I mean, I'm just saying. How about this? A PD squad car was stolen by a drunken woman. You know, when you're inebriated, you don't want to go after the cop cars. Here's a clue. That is not a good thing to do. And so what happened was, that's what happened. She saw an open car, jumped in. So what were the keys doing in there? And she fled, and this is in Wisconsin, down a major thoroughfare.
Where in Wisconsin?
Mauston. Do you know where Mauston is? M-A-U-S-T-O-N, Mauston?
On the other side of the state than Boston.
Good guess. This is so crazy. The deputy noticed the car was gone. A witness saw the woman get into the squad car and flee on Interstate 90-94. So the deputy and a trooper pursued the car in another private car. The squad car pulled over when the trooper activated the emergency lights. This was a 29-year-old girl, pretty cute, looks very normal for whatever that's worth, was arrested, and because who cares if she's cute, and was arrested on suspicion of a third offense of operating a car while being intoxicated.
Oh, yeah, you need practice to do that.
Yeah, I'm practicing with a cop car.
Trial run before you make it up.
My God. What are you thinking, girl? What are you thinking? That is not good.
Booze.
And I'm laughing, but I would not be laughing if somebody got hurt. Nobody got hurt, but they nailed her. You know, they got her, and so that's not good. That's
no.
Not good. In the movies, maybe they would let her off, but in real life, they're not going to let you off. She's going to be doing some time for that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh, that would be
you
so
gotta
depressing.
Expect something if you're...
Jail time. Could you do jail time? What would that be like? I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I'm saying serious. Like cracking rocks? No. I guess if I worked in the kitchen temporarily.
Cracking rocks? This isn't... Come on, Kate.
Gang.
God, you definitely...
The girl,
was the last person you talked to who was in jail.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I've interviewed people in jails, and I've been to them. I've been to a maximum security prison, and that was frightening.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious. I got cat calls all the way down, walking down that prison.
Yep, that's how it works.
And that is how it works. And I was never so happy to see the warden and say, yep, we're done. We are ready to leave. I was with a television guy. We're done. We're ready.
Yep.
That was fun. What a bizarre fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo, but it was a fun one. Thank you.
Hey, man.
Looking at the room, I can't have it too. I'm the most beautiful girl in the room. In the whole wide room. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you were definitely in the top.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving Americans through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So right, mate. Don't let the distance grow. You'll find, mate, in deep philosophy.
America Tonight coming up. We got the mailbag thingy that we're going to do. Just want to mention a couple of quick hits for you. What's happening on the ground, in other words, around this planet that is making things rumble, shall we say. I think still there's a lot of conversation over Glenn Frey's death at the age of 67 on the heels of David Bowie's death. I mentioned what was going on politically speaking. Sarah Palin, lots of buzz over Palin endorsing Trump. Big, big news a couple of weeks in front of the Iowa caucuses, which should be interesting, and then New Hampshire because it's primary season. So the sights are set high, and endorsements can make a difference if the person has a little bit of juice, for sure. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Max. Kate, I've heard you talk about the Northeast. I think you've lived in a lot of places in the country, but I believe you grew up in the Northeast. Did you ever experience a blizzard when you were in Philadelphia? The winter storm they are predicting is frightening. They're saying that pretty much 95 will be shut down. Look for ice and snow and maybe even 12 inches in New York and even Boston, they're saying that. So if the weather forecasters are correct, it is absolutely shovel time. Yeah, I know that that's happening because, of course, I have family that live in the Northeast, and that's all I'm hearing from everyone I know, that if you go to the hardware stores or Home Depot or Lowe's or any of those places, there's like a run on shovels. And heaters, people are buying up heaters because then your heat might, all of a sudden, what do they say? My heat might crap out on me. Well, that's not good. And sleds. How many people listening to me had a flexible flyer? Oh, I had a flexible flyer. I can still see that sled. Oh, greatest time of my life on that flexible flyer. Shoved in the corner of the shed. Well worn. I mean, I loved it. I didn't want to get anything new. I loved the flexible flyer. I was more not a lay on your stomach kind of chick. I was a more jump on and sit up. I liked sitting up, and usually somebody would push off. My brother would push me and then sometimes jump on the back of it or whatever. But it's definitely flexible flyer time. They're talking about 50 million people will be affected by the snow, so thanks for that memory. Nice winter storm. Stay in, especially if it happens Friday. That's all I got to say. Next one comes to us from Nate. Boy, we have a lot of Nathans running around. This is new, I believe. I don't remember Nate from before. Bernie Sanders, he's my man. Kate, I don't care what any right-wing stuffy birds say that come on your show that just whine and complain. Bernie Sanders is the dude, and they're going to be sorry that they're not voting for him. He'll win without their vote. He's right for America. If you're filthy rich, why do you care anyway? Because you have plenty of money. It doesn't matter. If you're starving or a starving artist like me, you care because we cannot make it into the 1% simply by wishing it. Does that make sense? It absolutely makes sense. And from your point of view, saying that you think Sanders, with health care and other initiatives, will help people who don't have money versus the 1% who many feel get too many ridiculous tax breaks to count. All right. I like, though, how you attack people on this show. That is not the way to endear yourself. But left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, doesn't matter. I like people who have opinions. Even if I don't agree with all their opinions, or even if I agree with some of them, or wherever it may be. This one from Craig. Kate, don't know if you are aware of this, but Glenn Frey passed away, big member of the Eagles band. I am so sad, and I just found out because I had been away. Thanks for that heads up, but yes, I did know. I put it on Facebook. If you go to Facebook or Twitter, you can friend me and you'll see it. And we talked about it on the show. I think of Hotel California. I think of Glenn Frey. I mean, I just love that song, Hotel California. Still, even today, it's epic. And I had a lot of epic songs. Lion Eyes would make the list. Take It Easy would make people's list. You know, you're going late 70s here. But songs that are played over and over again. One of Those Nights, that would probably make people's lists, I would think. Desperado. I'm just thinking of Eagles songs, and there's so many. When you really sit and think about it, you say, oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that song. Yeah, 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 I remember that song, too. Sure. So it is a shock. I don't know. You'd think, and maybe this is just perspective. I just feel as though when I was a kid, I had great grandparents that lived forever. I mean, they were basically Methuselahs running around. My great grandmother Charlotte, she lived to be 100. The great grandmother I was named after, Kate Wilson, she lived to be in her 90s. And when I hear someone 67, I think, woo, 67 just seems young to me. But, you know, with our food, with the soil not as good as it was back in their day, with some of what's going on in our world compared to what their world was like, maybe there's something to that. You know, maybe there's something to the conversations we've had with so many people on America Tonight, you know? All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Bobby. Kate, I keep listening to your show. I really like it. I have to tell you, though, if I had won the Powerball jackpot that was like a gazillion dollars, I probably wouldn't have listened to your show anymore because I would have moved far away and been cut off from everything and everybody. Money can't buy you happiness, but it sure can buy you a lot of pleasure. You know what? It's funny you say that. I got a Powerball ticket, and of course I had like one number or whatever it was. I use it as a bookmark now because I still read regular books, and I wrote on it, still working. Still working. I mean, this doesn't feel like work. We love this, but still working. But there's other aspects of this job that are different. So, and all of you, because you don't have the time. That's what it is, more than anything else. Okay, how about this one from Alan? Kate, I know you are a sports fan. Did you hear about Iron Mike Sharp and the fact that he died? I wondered if you had ever interviewed him or you know much about him. It's funny that you say that. I did interview Iron Mike. If for people who don't know, he's a former wrestler, WWE wrestler. And I interviewed him on a sports show that I was doing, and he was really funny. And this guy, that's why we had him on, because he just was funny with us. And he was a guy who was around forever. I mean, he was around. He became a superstar as part of some of those Monday Night Raw episodes. And you can go back, of course, very far with him. And he might have been underrated in a way, but if you watched him, he really was good, and he really knew how to set people up. And I guess that was kind of his role, was he was more the setup guy than anything else. But if you go back and look at old tape of him, it's pretty good stuff, definitely. So yes, thank you for pointing that out. But I did know that Sharp died. Iron Mike Sharp. Moving on to another one. Kate, Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump makes me want to gag. Sorry for a lot of your listeners. I still like you, Kate, but some of the listeners, come on now. Sarah Palin, dumb as a box of rocks. She can see Russia from her window, I bet. I can see China from mine. How about you? Sarah Palin's endorsement means diddly. Oh, I disagree. Her endorsement does mean something to the party, to Trump. Because Iowa, think about the evangelicals, the people that are there that he wants to capture. And she is adored by a lot of people, especially in some of those pockets, some of those areas. Iowa, I guarantee, would be one of them. So her endorsement is worth it for Trump from that perspective. She could pull a lot of the votes away from Cruz by saying that it was Trump that she, you know, she's there pushing for him. She's there campaigning. So that's a win-win situation for Donald Trump. Now, for like Bernie Sanders, that would be like a death wish. I mean, of course, but in the Republican Party and with Iowa coming up, absolutely. I mean, you got to look at the state, you got to look at the makeup, you got to look at the voting block, who are the voters, and that gives you your answer for sure. By the numbers, baby, we're doing the We Can Count thing next.
Tell me a story. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of we can count how many ways you can use chocolate. How about chocolate on French fries? Do you know McDonald's is testing their classic French fries, drizzling them with chocolate and then calling them McChew potato? So you can have your fries with two types of chocolate sauces, chocolate with the very dark flavor chocolate and white milk chocolate. Oh, it just, you know what? It looks really wild to see these. I am looking and I will describe to you. Remember the skinny fries, right? The McDonald's fries. And then you have white squiggly lines throughout them and then black squiggly lines. So, it's that salt combining with chocolate. You'd be surprised how it can taste. So, you know, they're experimenting. How much chocolate can you put on French fries? When they're doing that at the corporation, you wonder how that will be embraced. I wonder what the franchisees think, because there are thousands I mean, thousands, as you know, McDonald's franchises. So how about that? All right, speaking of food, the Sonic drive-in restaurants, because now everybody's competing, is offering 50-cent grilled cheese sandwiches. Wow, 50 cents for a grilled cheese sandwich? Do you know, I've never been to this Sonic deal, but 50 cents seems pretty cheap to me. Cheese is expensive. What kind of cheese are they giving you? And I guess they're just, I mean, this was just one of their things to do. They did it at the end of December, and they're talking about bringing it back. A 50-cent grilled cheese sandwich. I'm just saying, for what it's worth. I don't know. Chocolate fries, grilled cheese sandwiches. It just sounds like that's not sticking to my resolution. So, I don't know about the rest of you. Somewhere you got to split the baby. Somewhere you got to say, I give. I can't do it. I just can't. It's like when they ask for dessert. I can't even remember the last time I had dessert. You know, when you go to a restaurant, they say, do you want the dessert? Can you see the dessert menu? I'm always wondering, how many people are taking you up on that dessert menu thing? Donald Trump was very happy to take the endorsement of Sarah Palin. A new Reuters rolling poll shows Trump at 33.5%. Senator Ted Cruz, 16.2%. Bush, Jeb, that would be, 11.4%. Ben Carson, 11%. And so it goes from there. So Trump still holding an enormous lead. That's pretty enormous, I have to say. 35, 37, anywhere in that ballpark, and you are doing pretty good. Pretty good. All right, this one's going to make you not real happy. Doesn't matter what you label yourself. 500,000 people overstayed their U.S. visas in 2015. Are you shocked by that? This was a government report that was just released telling us these wonderful statistics. And that means people visiting the U.S. through programs failed to leave and have stayed in the country without legal status. 90% of those who remain in the country illegally, is what they're saying, are supposed to be or believed to be present, at least through the end of the year. That's what the Department of Homeland Security says. And it doesn't include other major visa programs like the F-1 student visa, the multiple H and LL, foreign workers visas, and, you know, the list goes on. But overstaying, you're welcome. That makes it at like 1.17% because of what's happening in the world. Ooh, when you hear anything about visas like that, that's not good. A number of countries with ties to terrorism had significant numbers of nationals still in the U.S. accounted for by the federal government. 1,400 from Pakistan, 681 from Iraq, 564 from Iran, 440 from Syria, 219 from Yemen. Well, you get the idea. That's what we're talking about. Now, Jeff Sessions, Republican from Alabama, not liking this at all. And he's expected to question witnesses on why the Obama administration has not enforced immigration laws by removing visa overstayers or implemented the tracking system. This is the senator from Alabama. And, you know, he does have a point. So we know this is a problem and it can be a crisis. This has to be something that's worked on because we've talked about this in this country for a long time. It's nothing new. It's not something that just popped into our radar screens and is on our eyes right now. It's something that we've been dealing with for a long time. So it's unacceptable not to have a better percentage rate, even though that seems pretty low, because you're talking about the amount of people. It's still not good. Not good at all. How about this? Getting too little sleep during the week can increase some risk factors for diabetes, but sleeping late on the weekends might help improve that picture a little bit. Ooh, thank goodness. They did some research, a sleep experiment with 19 healthy young guys, found out just 4 nights of sleep deprivation were linked to changes in their blood, suggesting their bodies weren't handling sugar as well as usual. But when they got the extra sleep for the next 2 nights, levels returned to normal, counterfeiting the effect of the short-term sleep deprivation. So I guess it does give us hope. If you have extended hours during the week and then you get a chance to sleep in during the weekend, that's probably okay. The woman who did this study, Jocelyn Broussard of the University of Colorado Butler, says, University of Colorado Butler, I want to say that's Boulder, so I bet you that's got to be Boulder, says that they found, they did a couple of experiments. On one occasion, volunteers were permitted just 4.5 hours of rest for 4 nights, then 2 evenings of extended sleep, so that was like over 9 hours. And on another occasion, the same guys were allowed to sleep 8.5 hours for 4 nights. Ugh. After sleeping 4, that probably felt like they were on a cruise, like they were on vacation. So maybe catching up on sleep, at least according to this study, can actually reduce the average, and that whole sleep deprivation thing can turn around for you. It seems like that's not plausible, because I think it's like hibernating, but only hibernating temporarily. Okay, so for 6 days, you get no sleep, and on the 7th day, she slept forever. Up, back to normal, if only. I think the best policy, if you can do it, is at least 6 hours sleep a night. 7 or 8 would be even way better. 7 straight hours, 8 hours of sleep to bounce back. But, I mean, if you can't get it, you can't get it. A lot of people sleep in cycles. It's pretty telling, actually. Kids, no kids, circumstances of when they're working. Yeah. I'm going to leave you with this one for the numbers thing. Imagine a woman lives near you. She has 1,100 cats. Bless her heart. She has rescued all those kitties from the inevitable death. So 67-year-old Linnea Lantinzo lives on a trailer on a 6-acre property, allows the cats to run freely through her 5-bedroom place. She started fostering cats in 92 and acquired 96 by the end of the year, successfully rehoming them. So to her credit, she tries to rehome them. Today she runs Cat House on the Kings, which is a California's largest no-cage, no-kill sanctuary for feral and abandoned cats. All right, so there you go. So she added some space. Seems more realistic, I suppose. Ooh, it's still a lot of cats. Oh, if you saw the picture, just picture a woman in the middle of a room and cats are everywhere. I'm just saying. Thanks for listening.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.